This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter, beginning with the 11th verse. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 men with a skin disease approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? So where are the other 9? Did one of them return to give glory to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I'm going to invite you as we begin just to take a deep breath. Dear God, we pray for a spirit of inclusion in our hearts and communities. Help us to welcome and value everyone, regardless of their background or circumstances. May we actively seek to include those who are often overlooked or marginalized. Let our actions reflect your love and acceptance. Thank you for the diversity that enriches our lives. Help us to embrace it and to foster a culture of inclusion and belonging. Guide us to listen to and learn from the experiences of others, broadening our perspectives and deepening our empathy. Help us to challenge our own biases and prejudices, striving to create a more inclusive and equitable world. May we be advocates for inclusion in all areas of life. Amen. Today we are wrapping up our series that we're kind of doing on our ELCA values. And the one that we're going to talk about today is inclusion and diversity. This topic is wide and deep and complex, and I did a lot of research in the last couple weeks. So to preach on this for 12 minutes or whatever is not going to encompass much of it. But after our service here today, it's after this one, right? We have a guest speaker from the Synod coming who does inclusion and diversity work. Her name is Felicia Boone. She's the vice president of the Synod, so she has an important job in the Synod. And then she does work in communities with inclusion and diversity, so she'll be speaking out in the coffee area after. So we're going to start by reading our value. This is straight from the ELCA website. Inclusion and diversity. As Christ Church, we value the richness of God's creation and offer a radical welcome to all people, appreciating our common humanity and our differences. We are a church that does not view diversity as a barrier to unity. We recognize and will challenge dynamics of power and privilege that create barriers to participation and equity in this church and society. For women, people of color, minority ethnic groups, people with disabilities, people who are marginalized or living in poverty, and the LGBTQ community. So, we're not going to walk out of here today with like a 1, 2, 3 steps to our church being more inclusive and diverse, and I acknowledge that. But what I hope maybe you hear today in this is a little more about a God whose love is so expansive, whose inclusivity into the kingdom is so wide, and whose grace is so overarching that it believes, it advocates, it protects, it adds, reveres, changes, and resurrects us. And then we encounter a Jesus, who in Jesus' ministry we see him do all of this work to bring the ones on the outside of society into the main characters of the gospel, to be receivers, messengers, and full participants, leaders of this gospel. And we read that even again today in the passage that we read, in this crew of lepers, this story of the one who turns back is the outsider. And stories are the things that add richness into our connections. It's why Jesus teaches in these parables to tell about stories. It's how we talk about history and how we consume our media in our books, in our movies, in songs that we listen to. We live off of stories that are told. And we, as people, encounter stories all the time. We step into spaces to try to learn from stories all over the place. And so our story in the Bible of the nine men who don't turn back, I introduced this with the kids, but I like to imagine that they go off and do something else to show their gratitude. That yes, the one outsider gets to be the main character who turned back to thank Jesus, but what if they went and told everyone they knew about their healing and their changing? And the other thing that I want to recognize in our stories is the language that we use. Certain words that bring up other stories of our history and of our past. I was a little uncomfortable with the word clean or cleansing in our story today. And I talked to Pastor Matt and I was like, should I change it? And that brings up some history of the world, of groups of people who have attempted to cleanse other minority groups of the world. Those stories hold some weight when we use certain language. And maybe we need to recognize that a little bit more also. Okay, story I want to tell. I was thinking about maybe diverse places that I've been in or where I've been the outsider, like in a parable, and it just kept coming up that when I did, I've mentioned this before, that I did some chaplaincy work in Stillwater Prison. So, a white blonde girl going into a male prison was an experience, and the most diverse people I've ever encountered because of the stories that they told. Because of the stories of why they were incarcerated and how their lives changed in that place, and the richness that it added to my faith and my connection is immeasurable. One of the reasons I'm here today is because I stuck that out, to learn from these men, to have these connections and conversations and understandings. The second thing I want to point out is our stories embody the Spirit of God. When we tell these, when we listen to them, when we appreciate the richness of God's creation, we get to celebrate diversity. Not to groan or complain about it as a barrier, but we get to celebrate how wonderful and life-giving that we get to learn from people that we share humanity with and yet embody the Spirit of God in unique and creative ways. A couple years ago, I had the opportunity to go to the Lutheran World Federation Assembly. It was only the 13th one. It happens every 7 years. And it's Lutherans from all over the world gather. So even bigger than like our Synod or the United States ELCA, there's Lutherans all over the world. The biggest Lutheran church is actually in Ethiopia, followed closely by Tanzania. So, Lutherans, pastors, bishops, lay people from all over the world creating worship experiences, speakers, worship, I don't know, things. It was an amazing experience. Some of the people that I met, so we met some pastors from Hong Kong who were incredible. They were so much fun. We experienced worship in so many different cultures and languages and expressions. And the ways that they made it accessible and accommodated us who only speak English was they had translators for every session. So a little bit more work, but you could pick up your headset, and any session where a speaker was not speaking English, they were translating into, I think, 4 or 5 different languages. So they put in this extra effort so everyone could experience this richness of the assembly. And it was beautiful. My third point here is Jesus frees us from the boundaries and barriers. In Jesus' freeing love, we get to turn first towards Jesus for gratitude and for love. And Jesus frees us from what holds us back. Jesus lifts up this healed leper for his own discipleship, to go out and do ministry for himself, this outsider, this Samaritan. Out of his own freedom, he gets to love others freely too. And our diversity from immigrants in this country allows us to be a beautiful, rich country. And we are only called to love. Jesus' freedom for an abundant life breaks down barriers, challenges power and privilege, and radically welcomes all without caveat of race, culture, background, gender, sexuality, relationship. And we too are diverse. And we too embody the rich Spirit of God. I'm going to end with a prayer, but I'm going to ask if you are able, would you stand to receive this prayer? May the God who created a world of diversity and vibrancy go with us as we embrace life in all its fullness. May the Son who teaches us to care for strangers and foreigners go with us as we try to be good neighbors in our communities. May the Spirit who breaks down our barriers and celebrates community go with us as we find the courage to create a place of welcome for all. Amen.